The Medrash at the beginning of Parshas Chayesara quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Yedeya Hashem Yimei Tamimim. It says the Medrash, Kishem Shem Tamimim, just like the lives of Tzadikim Ahol, Kach Shnoisam Tamimim, so to other years. And then the Medrash continues to say, Chaviv Chayem Shal Tzadikim, beloved are the lives of the Tzadikim, Ufnei Amokim Ba'olam Hazeh Ba'olam Haba, both in this world and in the next world. And the Chart of a Rebbe in his Sefer Ginza Yisrael explains that, of course, even though tzaddikim, people who live their lives the way they're supposed to live their lives, spend their time davening and learning and doing mitzvahs, most people cannot suggest that 24/7 all of their time is devoted strictly to avoid Hashem. We have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to work, we have to do other things. What makes the life of a tzaddik so very unique? What makes the life of a tzaddik so very unique is that the person, even the tzaddik, even his gashmius, even his mundane worldly affairs are all done with the intent of avodas Hashem. And that was what made Sarah and Avraham Avinu so very special, that they were able to devote all of their time, all of their offices, all of their resources to avodas Hashem. The Gemara Masechet Kedushin says, "Scharat mitzvah b'hayah al malekah." There is no schar mitzvah for in this world. The schar, the reward for mitzvahs received in the next world. However, if a person does above and beyond what he's supposed to do, then for that he gets reward in this world as well, because he went above and beyond what is absolutely required. And that's what the Medrash means to say. Yedei Hashem Yemei Samimim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is well aware of the lives of the Tamimim, of people like Avraham Avinu and Sarah, that spend all of their energy and effort and resources and time for avodas Hashem. That is what makes their lives tamimim. And because they live that way, and it's not that they just limit themselves to when they have to do avodas Hashem, but all of their activities become part of avodas Hashem, that's why they have chavivim heim chayeim af ba'olam hazeh. They have not just olam haba, but they have olam hazeh. And with this, he explains the famous Medrash. The Medrash says, Rabbi Kiva Yoshev Dairish. Rabbi Kiva was offering a drasha, but Sliber Misnamnem, the people who were sitting in the audience, were dozing off. Bikish Loiram, and he wanted to wake them up. Amar Maras Esther Shetimlech Asheva Esther May Medina. How did Esther become the queen over 127 countries? El Tova Esther Shibaspita Shel Sarah. Let Esther, who was the descendant of Sarimenu, Shechaisa Kuf L'chav Zayin, who lived for 127 years, but Timlech, and she'll be the queen over Kuf Chav Zayin Medinas. And of course, there's a lot of questions. What is the connection between Sarah living 127 years and Esther ruling over 127 countries? And furthermore, how was this statement going to wake up the audience? So he explains that what happened at that event was that the people were starting to doze off. What does it mean? That they were sleeping in the middle of Rabbi Kiva's drasha? What it means is that they started to say, there's a time for learning and there's a time for sleeping. And let's go to sleep. Now is past the time for learning. Rabbi Kiva wanted to show them that if you devote all of your energy for avodas Hashem, and don't take this attitude, there's learning time and there's sleeping time, but everything is learning time and the sleeping is for learning, then you'll have a very different life. And he said, Esther became the queen of 127 countries. Doesn't happen by itself. She had Sarimenu, who she was a descendant of. And because Sarimenu lived a life, as we just said, that all of it was devoted to avodas Hashem. So as the Medrash taught us, she didn't just have Olam Haba, she had Olam Hazeh as well, and her granddaughter had Olam Hazeh, being the queen. So he told the people in his audience, be careful with your sleep. Recognize what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to devote your energy to, what you're not supposed to devote energy to, because that's going to have a very profound influence on what kind of life you will have and your children will have. Rashi says, V'hiu chai sara mei shana v'esrim shana v'shevim shana bas esrim kabas sheva liyofi. When she was 20, she looked like 7. And there's two obvious questions in this Rashi. One is, what makes a 7-year-old more beautiful than a 20-year-old? That Rashi is saying when she was 20, she was as beautiful as 7. And furthermore, is that really what's important? How beautiful Sarah was when she's 7, when she's 20? Is that what made Sarah Menu into Sarah Menu? So Rav Moshe in a Sefer Drash Moshe Feinstein Zatzal explains. When a 7-year-old does something, so not everything that they do is smart, not everything they do is correct, but it's understood because it's a 7-year-old. When a 20-year-old makes a mistake, it's not so easy to explain it. Says Rashi, Bas Chof Kebazayin Liyoyfi, the beauty of Sari Menu, not the external beauty, the beauty of Sari Menu is just like when you speak about a young person, you don't attribute mistakes to them because there are no mistakes because she's a baby, she's a young child. When Sari Menu was 20 years old, we're there, if she makes a mistake, it's not so easy, or she doesn't do something that's 100% proper, it's not so easy to explain. There was never that problem. There was never a problem. How are we going to explain what Sari Menu did? Because everything she did when she was 20 years old was proper. Why was it all proper? Because everything she did, even her gashmias, was all l'shem shemayim. And the pasuk says later in our parasha regarding Avram Avinu, Avram zaken ba biyamin. So most people understand Zaken, he was an old man, and Bar Biyamim, that he had many days. And the Skolya Rebbe Zatzal asked, there's a redundancy in this pasuk. If it says Avram Zaken, it means he was old. Why does the pasuk again have to say that he was a Bar Biyamim? So he suggests, yes, Avram Avinu was an old man, Zaken means he's an elderly person. Zaken zeshikon chachma, as the Gemara Masechet Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis and Beis explains. Yes, Avram Avinu, when he was an old man, was a great man. But the pasuk is saying was that not only was Avram Zaken when he was an old man, was he living a life properly, but Bar Biyamim, when he was a young man, he didn't waste any time, and all of his days were devoted to avodas Hashem. And the pasuk is telling us, how did Avram Avinu achieve the level of being a zaken? The way Avram Avinu achieved being a zaken is because Bar Biyamim, all of his days, even when he was a young man, were all devoted to avodas Hashem. A person who lives his life like Sarah and Avram, days of Tamimim, days of Bar Biyamim, that every day can be accounted for as a day of avodas Hashem, truly will become a real zaken. A person who's a zaken, zeshe kana chachma.